Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out to join me tonight on Fire to Inspire, because I tell you, I know your lives are busy and there are so many other things that you could be doing, but you took the time out to join us tonight and I truly thank you. You are not going to be let down. You are going to be empowered, impacted, and pushed to move forward in the things that God has called you to. I tell you, each and every week, I said it's time to stop existing and start living the life that God has created for you to live. Because, see, there's greatness on the inside of you. All you got to do is let it hang out. So, without further ado, we're going to do a quick pause for our sponsors and give our sponsors some great thanks, because they have been such a blessing each and every week. And we want to thank Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. And she is the author of this powerful, powerful read. So if you can listen to this quick advertisement from her.
Is alcoholism or drug addiction destroying your family? Discover how my youngest son defeated alcoholism in 2012 through the greatness of God. This is a life-changing read. Get your copy of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Alexandra Townsend at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or BooksAMillion.com. Get your copy today. It is a life-changing read.
That is from Alexandra Townsend, and the next one is from Power Life.
Join us April 30th, 2016. The Men of Vision Tour is bringing top speakers in leadership, community, and development to the Cobb Galleria in Atlanta, Georgia. This powerful lineup of speakers, including Dr. George C. Frazier, Dr. Reuben West, and of course, the Men of Vision, will educate, motivate, and uplift men and women of all ages and backgrounds to go out and create opportunity and change. If you have ever felt like you were lacking in vision or provision, if you have ever felt like life was moving forward without you at the wheel, then this tour is for you. Registration is required to attend this event. Go to www.menofvisiontour.com for more details and registration.
That is going to be a powerful, powerful event coming up here in Atlanta at the Cobb Galleria on April 30th. The tickets are free, so pour into yourself, sow into yourself. All it is to take your time. So go on to Eventbrite and go find your ticket. Look up Men of Vision Tour and get your ticket and go out there and empower yourself, because it's going to be a great, great day. We also have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound, with Vincent Lynch as the CEO and founder. We have Unique Expression by Design. You're your one-stop shop to your company unique specials for T-shirts, mugs, journals, bags, and so much more. You can visit their website at www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. They are here to take care of all of your hair care needs. Natural hair, relaxed braiding, sew-ins, cuts, styles, lock maintenance, lashes, and so much more. Call 404-599-3712 and make your appointment today. They're located next to Hobby Lobby and located inside of F&D Beauty at 1519 Highway 138, Conyers. Tell them you heard it on Fire to Inspire. And finally, Print Tara. PrintTara.com is your one-stop shop to everything you need, from business cards, flyers, T-shirts, banners, magnetic signs, video, and photos. And they also do your websites. That's PrintTara.com. Well, guys, we are back to a powerful, powerful show. We want to welcome Ms. Candace Cooper to our platform. Tonight's topic is entitled, How to Make a Midlife Shift into the Life You Want as opposed to the life you seek. So I'm so excited about this show tonight. Welcome to On Fire, the Inspired Woman of God, Candace Cooper. How are you?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. How are you, woman of God?
I am excited and empowered and excited about having you on the show.
Thank you. It's my honor.
I tell you, being on a different coast, it's like, okay, so she's 7 p.m., so I hope she don't remember, she don't forget that we're on a different time. So thank you again for remembering and making time to slide us into your schedule, because you have some great things going on. Now, tell the listeners, who is Candace Cooper?
I am, first of all, a child of the Most High God. I am a wife. My husband is Pastor Gerard Cooper. He's the pastor of the Altar Church in Plano, Texas, and I serve alongside of him as his co-pastor. I am a college professor. I work with freshmen primarily. I'm a doctoral student at Southern Methodist University, so I'm taking in new information and spitting out other information, and I'm making it all blend together. And so all of those things are wonderful. Perhaps even, being a mother of three, that's something that's pretty wonderful. But the thing that I really enjoy most is being able to speak into the lives of people. In all of those platforms and all of those capacities, and watch people grow. I enjoy watching people transition and become. You know, we all have these thoughts in our minds of what we're going to be when we grow up, or what we're going to be next year, or, what we're going to be when we retire. I like watching all of that. So when someone tells me that they want to be something, that just gets me going, and something in me wants to push them to be exactly what they see themselves as. So Candace Cooper, wears all those different hats, but Candace Cooper loves what she does, which is to empower people to embrace the fullness of life by looking at their experiences that they've already had, and then their desires and their vision for what they really want to be, what God has shown them that they should be. And then Candace Cooper likes to get in the middle of all that and push them all forward. So that's a little bit about who I am and really what God's called me to.
Amen. I tell you, it's exciting to be in a position to be able to speak life into people daily and that be a part of who you are, because you can tell your excitement. You can feel the excitement in you, because it's a part of who you are. As a co-pastor, you're doing it daily. As a professor, you're able to do it daily. How does that feel to be able to, be in a life that you're not just existing, you're living the life that God created you to live? How does that feel?
It feels amazing, because whenever you're able to live on purpose and you live in your purpose whenever you're able to set yourself up by the grace of God to consistently be able to operate in your gift and in your purpose, then something in you ignites. Something in you is contagious, and it just motivates other people to want to do it too. And I don't think it's limited to just, what I do in terms of, speaking and ministering and teaching. I don't think it's limited to that. I think everybody has that ability on the inside of them to really encourage people to want to likewise live on purpose. The Bible says that they were overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, right? So things happen whenever people give their testimonies. And when folks talk about what they're able to do, what God has empowered them to do, and then what they've actually done with the gift that God has actually given them, there's power in that. It's almost a transference of energy. Because there's something about watching people do what they're gifted to do. It doesn't matter if they're gifted to mow lawns, if they're gifted to plant flowers, and if they're gifted to make, God's creation beautiful in that way. For them to get fired up about that and for them to put a lot of passion into it, there's something contagious about that. It just makes the next person want to get out there and do it too. So my passion is just watching people catch on fire and then go fire up others. It's amazing to live within that context.
I love it. And one of the things you just said It's something I say, live on purpose and live in purpose. And when you do, people will be like, oh, God, I love your energy. Oh, my God, I love, you know, I was at the state capitol with Women in Radio about 2 weeks ago, and we had to all introduce ourselves in the conference ceremony. And, you know, they were all looking at me like, wow. And I'm like, I'm in there with people who've been in, you know, in this capacity for years. God told me 15 months ago that this is what I was going to do. And so these people who've been there years, I'm like, girl, I love you. I love your spirit. I love your energy. Girl, I love your voice. And I'm like, thank you. It's all him. It's all him. So, I mean, so it's exciting to be able to do what you're called to do and no longer exist because I was there. You know, I was just existing. But when you're now living, oh, you know you made that shift.
Absolutely. 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 Yeah. And, you know, and the beautiful thing is to know that there's two different ways. You know, there is something called existing and fighting to live and going through the boredom and humdrum of every day. You know, to know that is one thing. But then to know the other side of it, pushing past the fear of actually having to activate your gift and actually get out there and do something that people may think that you're crazy for doing because you have enough faith to get out there and do what God's called you to do, to be able to live and know the past, the humdrum and the boredom, and then to know, you know, the present, living in power, living in passion. It gives you hope for the future, and again, it helps you light other people on fire because they're able to know that their life does not have to be what it is right now. You don't have to settle for boredom. You don't have to settle for monotony. You don't have to settle for mediocrity. There's an opportunity for you if you tap into the God-given gift that he's put inside of you. If you're old or even I'm too young or I'm too this, or I don't have the right culture in order to be able to do that, or I don't live here, I don't have enough money. If you take all those I don'ts out of your vocabulary and just tap into what God actually has called you to do, then you and you own it, then you can tap in also to the opportunity that's there to enact your faith to actually carry that thing out. And I think that God is pleased with that, you know, because he says it. He says that, you know, if you want to please me, you need to have some faith. And, I mean, it doesn't take very much faith to live in monotony. It doesn't take much faith to live a mediocre life. It doesn't take much faith to live, you know, a safe, you know, this is just the way it's always been kind of life. It doesn't take any faith to do that. But to step out there in faith and to believe God for who he made you to be and then to do it, oh, how much honor and glory does that give God?
I love that. I love that. I remember one morning I posted, you're not ordinary. You're extraordinary, so be that. I need you to be. And I found a graphic to go with it because you'll get a few little likes when you just have the words. But when you find a graphic to go with it, you'll get a million, you know. Because for some reason people are visual these days, and so you have to reach each person. But it's time to stop existing. Now, what do you think about as far as, you know, what you're seeing as the norm? What makes people just say, well, I guess I was just created to do this? What do you say to that person?
Well, the person who says, well, I guess I'm created to, that whole line of thinking is challenging for me. The reason is because when God sends you here, he sends you here pre-wired to do something that is going to expand his kingdom. Now, he's not trying to play cat and mouse with that thing. He doesn't want you to have to try to figure it out by chasing around corners and going up trees. That's not what he calls us to do. You know, he tells Jeremiah when he's a child, you know, before the foundation of the world, I called you to be a prophet to the nations. When he called Abram, Abram was 75 years old. He says, Abram, I need you to go to the land that I'm going to show you. Now, he didn't tell Abram everything, you know, from the very beginning, but what he did tell him over in Genesis 12 is that I'm going to make you great, and I'm going to make your offsprings great, you know, and everybody's going to be blessed by you all across the world. So we have 75-year-old Abram, and we have, you know, youthful Jeremiah, all knowing their purpose. And so, you know, when Jesus showed up to the earth, he knew what he was here to do, you know, and he stayed focused on that thing. So what am I saying? I'm saying that if someone starts the sentence with, well, I guess I'm just supposed to, that means that they're not really tapping into what they know. I think that we come here with a knowing about job, I'm going to go to college, and I'm going to major in this. It's likely they're going to change their major 3 times before they graduate. That's just the truth. In that process, they're trying to figure out who they are. But what's really interesting is that the first decision that they make often is the decision that their teacher, their parent told them to make. That second decision that they make is often something that they, you know, were with friends, and those friends all started kind of majoring in something, so they decided to do it too. But their third decision, right, is generally a decision that they make. Why? Because they have gone through the trials of learning that I'm good at this subject, I'm good at this subject, I'm not so good at this subject. Therefore, let me finish out taking courses in this particular area. And they have these big dreams. Maybe they want to be a lawyer, right? So they say, I'm a major in political science. But then they find out that once they graduate, they are going to have to go to school for 4 more years, and they're going to have to then pass an exam. Something in that moment then says, well, maybe I'll just be a paralegal. Well, maybe I'll just be, you know, a clerk for a little while. Maybe this, maybe that. And then they start letting life get in the way of their dream. Their dream was to be an attorney. They knew that that's what they were called to do after going through the trials and errors of those earlier classes, but they did not decide to put in the work. What they decided to do was to settle to be a clerk or to be a paralegal, and they said, yeah, I can get a good job with this, and I can go ahead and buy, you know, my apartment or buy my house and get me a car, and they start living like that. And the whole time they're feeling unfulfilled. So they look up 20 years later, and they're still doing something that they weren't called to do in the first place. They knew that they were supposed to be representing people in court as an attorney, but they did not put in the work because they looked at the goal and said, it makes sense to settle sometimes. You know, your brain doesn't form all the way till you're 23, at least the reasoning side of it. So it makes sense, but once you're 40 years old, you can't live in the land of, well, I guess I'll just do this. No, you have to get out there, and you have to do the thing that God has called you to do, because if you don't, it's going to destroy you on the inside, because you'll constantly think about, this is what I should have done. I wish I would have done. And you don't want to come to your last day on earth with, I wish I would have. Instead, you want to operate in that power now.
Yes, I agree. Amen, amen, and amen. You know, I have so many people that hit that. What have you noticed? What age group have you noticed where they're like, this ain't it? What age group have you noticed? Because people are coming to me at 35 and 40. What's yours?
Yes. You know, the research in analytical psychology says that midlife, and by the way, Carl Jung did this work, and it was in his book, Modern Man in Search of the Soul. He actually said point blank in that book that midlife started at age 35.
Wow.
And wow. There's a shift that takes place, psychologically speaking, in one's mind between the age of 35 and really about 40. There's a progression that's going on, and they start making literally this midlife shift. They start their lives, and they start thinking about how much they thought they would have accomplished at the age of 35, and they've not yet hit that mark. But then the human mind decides that it no longer wants to do that type of climbing. Instead, it really just wants to start thinking more intrinsically or more internally about how they're feeling about where they are. See, when you're young, psychologically, there's a push to grow and to expand and then to reach new horizons. There's a youthful glow about it. Once you get to about the age of 30, Jung says around 35, you start to sober up a little bit. Why? Because life will fight you. Life will give you left and right and uppercuts and jabs and everything else. By the time you get to the age of 35, you know that life is not a fairy tale anymore. You know that it takes a certain amount of internal fortitude in order to get where you're supposed to go. That is when the midlife crisis generally starts to set in, because people start taking off the blinders about life and they start seeing it for what it is. At that point, you're at a crucial point because you're almost at a fork in the road. Am I going to take what's left of my youth and my energy and try to push forward, or am I going to settle right here and just retire and just do whatever it is I'm doing for the rest of my life because I don't want to do anything else? I don't want to put in the work for it.
Wow. Wow, and wow. That's so true. That is so true. I know that I've seen people I even had a lady as a guest one time last year, and she told me, she said, I didn't start living until I was 50. She said, I worked this job for 3 years. She said, and I was so close to retirement, I just decided to continue. And then now I'm an author, I'm speaking, I'm doing what I supposed to have been doing a long time ago. But it took me until age 50 to do it, and I'm like, wow. You know,
wow.
She found me beginning to live. I was like, wow. Do you see that a lot?
I do. Well, you know, 50 is the new 40, and 40 is the new 30. So I don't know what that makes 30. I guess the new 20. I'm not sure. But what I do know is that living longer and because we are more healthy, generally speaking, because we have so much access to healthy food, healthy ways of living, you know, we have more information, right? So we're able to keep ourselves younger, quote unquote, longer. So for someone to be 50 years old and say, I'm finally getting it, thank God for it, you know, because there are very important people in our history who did some major stuff after the age of 50. You know, people became millionaires after the age of 50. People owned major corporations, and they started them after the age of 50. So there's so much life left. And so to go ahead and make the decision that I'm not too old, I'm not too tired, I'm not too worn out, I'm not too whatever, to make the decision, no, I love myself enough and I love God enough to do what he's called me to do. I'm turning left, and God, I'm trusting that you're going to run interference once I go left. And I'm going to live on purpose for you. So that's awesome for her.
Yeah, that was, I mean, that was like, wow. That was, you know, really encouraging and impactful to see, you know, that someone said something to that magnitude. Now, you have some great news that just happened today. Tell us about your great news in the day.
Breaking news. A few weeks ago, I was invited to salute the First Lady of the Greater Bethlehem Baptist Church. A good friend of mine, Dr. Nicole Brown, and in that salute, I started encouraging people to listen to her and to tap into the anointing that she has to exhort her husband. She does such a wonderful job of it, and it's just something that's an exemplary path that I think that we really need to watch her to see what she's doing and then follow suit. And so as I was thinking about that, and I just kept spending some time with it, I started really getting interested in the idea of how to ignite other people to also want to live on purpose. You know, so that's just one of her gifts to exhort her husband. She has many, but that one was the one I was there to talk about, her gift to lead the people of Greater Bethlehem as the First Lady, and then a particular gift that I saw that she exhorts extremely well. And it made me think and question, you know, what do we need to do in order to ignite our own gifts, ignite our own purpose so that we can live passionately and so we can be contagious and so that we can lead other people so that we can be powerful. And so I started writing some things for the Midlife Shift. I have a chapter in the Midlife Shift on purpose. And I started writing some things, you know, expanding it out a bit. And as I kept writing and expanding, I noticed that I ended up with a book-length idea. And then I started playing with it. And so at the end of it, I came up with something that I'm very eager to share at Greater Bethlehem this weekend. I'll be there speaking to the women's ministry for First Saturdays. I have a new book called Ignite, A 10-Day Journey to Purpose-Driven Power. And so this new book, Ignite, A 10-Day Journey to Purpose-Driven Power, is full of information from the Bible, insight, as well as a little bit of the wonderful information that I've had a chance to be exposed to during my study at SMU. I've blended some things together, and I hope that it is motivational and inspirational, and I hope that it's going to encourage people to get on fire with what they're called to do and to get started with it immediately.
Amen, amen. And so you just found out today that it is hot off the press as of today?
Yes. Yes, I am excited. I picked up
congratulations.
The first
time. Congratulations, congratulations, because I'm telling you, it's like a birth when you get your first book. Well, not even the first one, the second and third one. When you get it in your hand, or you know that it's coming, they call you and tell you it's here. It's like, oh, you just like, it's like seeing the baby all over again. So, you know, it's very exciting. Very exciting. Now, what would you say to the person that says, I am that person, I got my hand raised all up high, I'm this person that she's talking to that's trying to make this shift, and I want to make this shift now, and I want it to be seamless because I know it's God. What would you tell that person?
Well, the first thing I would say is it may not be seamless. I would love for it to be seamless, but sometimes, you know, when some people make shifts, it's seamless. Everything just goes for them, and they take that one step out, and God just opens up. I mean, he parts the whole Red Sea for them, and they just march on the cross. And we say, thank you, Lord, you are good. But you know what? I would probably aim toward that other crowd that is probably mid-Red Sea. They stepped out there, and the waters have started coming back down on them. And I would say to that person, keep going. Just keep going. You know, you don't have to start when you're making a midlife shift. You don't have to make this major change, right?
Mm-hmm.
A midlife shift actually starts in very small steps, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says don't despise the days of small beginnings. So the first thing you want to do whenever you make a midlife shift is, first of all, get clear about the vision that God has given you for your life. You got to get clear about where you're going. So if you get clear about the vision, now he may not show you the whole landscape and everything. You remember, he didn't show Abram the whole thing. But he will give you enough guidance to at least take the first step. So if that first step is, if someone wants to shift from working an 8-to-5 job, right, where they are required to give the best parts of their day to their job, the job that they're getting paid to do. But they know that they have outgrown that job. Say they outgrew that job 3 years ago. They are there now just for the compensation. Still able to help some people along the way, so it's semi-rewarding, but it's certainly not as rewarding as when they first started. They feel the tremors underground for them to make a move. The first thing that they need to get clear about where they're supposed to go. Now, after they get clear about the direction they're supposed to head in, the first thing that I suggest is that they maybe volunteer in some capacity in that way, right?
Okay.
So if they feel like, you know, I'm working an 8-to-5 job in IT, but I'm really called to be a counselor, right? I'm supposed to counsel young girls. The first thing they want is start in some sort of way working with young girls where they have access to girls and they're able to just talk to them to get a strong sense of what those girls' needs are. They want to mentor a child or two. Maybe they want to work with a ministry within their church that does, and if they want to do, they want a coach or a mentor. They want to get someone who's already in the industry, already in the business, to give them some insight as to how they should order their steps. Now, God is going to order their steps in the direction they are supposed to go, but you cannot pay for good wisdom. There's no in anyone learning a lesson twice. So the first thing is to volunteer. Second thing is to get a coach or to get someone in the industry. The third thing is, after you get clear with God, you have a clear vision, you know where you want to go, the third thing that you need to do is to then maybe get a part-time job, you know, get a part-time job where you're working with whichever group you want to work with. Now, if that requires you to go back to school, well, then you know that you're going to maybe have to keep that 8-to-5 job, and then you're now going to have to do additional schooling perhaps in the evening. So you're going to have to extend your day, maybe get rid of Scandal and Empire for a second, you know, or whatever. You know, I don't watch either show, but I know a lot of people who do. And so you may have to give up some TV time or give up something else that you may rather enjoy in order to learn a little bit more. Now, part of the midlife shift is going back to get additional education. There's something about the human So it doesn't have to necessarily be academic. It could be biblical or spiritual training. But there's something in us that wants to know more and understand more in midlife. So you want to go back to school if you need to in order to get the additional training part-time. And then you want to work part-time in that field just so you can kind of get used to the cold water. Because, you know, when you leave one job and jump into another, you're jumping literally in the cold water. So you have to get used to it. After you do that and after you kind of get set up in that way, then you really can start to shift into the place where you're destined to be. But I don't necessarily say that, you know, quit your job and go run after your dreams. There are some people who can quit their jobs and go run after their dreams. And God bless them. If God tells you to quit your job and run after your dream, then you better do what God tells you to do. But if God does not give you release to do that, then there are some more practical steps that you can take to kind of ease into your shift and therefore shift and not maybe have as many negative repercussions. Now, there's nothing safe about this shift, so you can expect inevitable if you know you're not supposed to be working at a place where you're currently working. You got to go where God tells you to go. You could be stealing, you know, somebody else's seat at the job you're currently at. That may be for somebody else, but they're not operating their gift, and you're sitting there, you know, in their seat. You got to move on.
Amen. I'm taking notes to post in the chat or in the group, so you guys are in the event week about the show. There are people putting posts up out here. You're able to put posts out here. You can make comments, whatever you choose to do. Dr. Lorenda has posted a comment out there, and thank you so much for that, Dr. Lorenda. We're going to see if anybody's going to be bashful tonight, if they're going to actually act right. If you would like to ask a question or make a comment on anything that's been said to this point, press 1. We're going to let you come live with us and share your question, comment, or whatever with Candace Cooper and myself. Press 1. You will be live with us if you have a question or a comment. They like to get a little shy every now and then, but then I'll get all these chats and text messages. Are you going to answer my question? I'm like, why didn't you press 1? So, but I tell you, it's this is so on time for so many people because I'm getting this like daily now. People are contacting me either via chat, email, text messages, something. I'm getting this daily, you know, where people are, they're having an awakening and they're like, this ain't it. You know, there's something more to my life than this.
Wow.
And I know for me that happened at 35. You know, some people it may happen later. But for me, I had that awakening at 35. Like, okay, God, I've been working in IT for 15 years. I make good money. You know, but there's something more to me than this. And what is it? And so after, you know, praying and talking to God and allowing him to talk back to me, prayer is not one way. So many people think it is. Okay, you got to be still and hear him talk back to you. And so I truly, truly thank God for, you know, just being able to be in that place. Because I'm telling you, when your why changes and it's not about money will no longer be fulfilling for you. It will be like she said, there will be something burning on the inside saying, I got to get out. Now, you said you had written another book. What's the name of your other book?
Well, I have two books. I have The Midlife Shift. That one won't release until June of 2016.
Okay.
And so the Inspire book was actually birthed out of The Midlife Shift prep book. And so I'm just, I don't know, like you said about, you know, whenever you put a book out there, and you're able to touch it, look at it. It is. It's just like having a baby. And it's funny because I was laboring over that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there were points when I said, Lord, no, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. But it was like fire shut up in my bones. And I was, you know, the fingers just kept going. And I said, well, Lord, if you feel that strongly about it, I guess that means I need to get it out. And so I'm just still very, very humbled and grateful to have that opportunity.
Amen, amen. And, you know, so sometimes you'll see that you're working on one thing and he'll give you another one to simultaneously work on it because he know you can handle it, you know. That's kind of how some of the things that were coming along as On Friday Inspired the book came out, because that's how the show came about. So as I was working on the book, God was giving me pieces for the book, but then I was ending up praying for people and things of that nature and sending text prayers and things of that nature. And I'm like, okay. And he said, now write them down, compile them. And so I actually have a book of prayers, affirmations, and declarations that came from my obedience. And he said, that's why I told you to keep them. And so right now I just do that one as a e-book, but it's called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. Because if you see that I'm more than a conqueror, if you see I am a success, if you see that I am victorious and that I was created to be so, you know, I am triumphant, you see that regularly, you put it into your spirit, that's what you're going to get out, and you're going to produce that which you put in.
That's right.
So
That's right.
Amen. Excited. So how do we, you said that one's coming out June?
That one comes out in June. If you want to get it now, you can pre-order it at CandiceCooper.com on my website. There's an opportunity to order the Midlife Shift. Hopefully by tomorrow, hopefully by tonight, there will be an opportunity to order Ignite. And if you want to order Ignite is ready to go. I'm so excited about Ignite. It's a 10-day journey to power. It's a 10-day journey to purchase power. So every day you get an infusion of encouragement for you to push forward in the thing that God has told you to do so that you can have power to do it and power to be contagious and bring more people into the body of Christ through your gift.
Yes. Yes. Amen. I tell you, I'm so excited because it's so enlightening, and it's exciting to be able to speak to someone with the same passion that you have about speaking life into people and getting people to get up. Because I don't know if I shared with you, but God showed me a vision of people sitting on their hands. And he said, I've given them all of these gifts and talents, but they're not doing anything with them. And I'm like, whoa. He said, now tell the people it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I've called them to live. And he wasn't just telling me to tell the people, because I was one of them that wasn't operating in all of my gifts. And so, you know, who better can tell you than someone that he was talking to specifically as well? You know, so he didn't tell me to just tell you as the messenger. He told me, now I need you to get up and do everything you're supposed to do too. So,
yes, I'm with you. You have a witness in me. I am with you. I did the same thing. We are sisters. You know, and there are more of us out there. Hopefully they're listening in and they're feeling motivated right now. Same thing.
Amen. And I'm telling you, I don't care who is listening. I don't care what age you are. As long as there is breath in your body, there is purpose to fulfill. One of the things that God told me, he said that I don't care what age you are. Just like the lady that I interviewed, she was 50, and she said she just began living. Let me tell you, there is greatness on the inside of you. You were created to be great. And, Kenneth, I spoke on a radio show a couple weeks ago. I graced the platform, Man Rise Up, with Dr. Ed Womack, and it was a couple of women from the Power Life Conference. And one of the questions was something talking about fear and, you know, walking out in faith and, you know, doing what God has called you to do. And I said, when you understand your identity, because at first you don't understand your identity. When you understand, when you don't, first of all, let me back up. When you don't understand who you are or where you're going, someone can tell you anything and take you anywhere. But when you understand your identity, who you are and whose you are, no one can tell you anything different, because you know who you are and you know where you're going, because you seek your source first. You seek your roadmap first. And so I tell you, I'm excited about, you know, being able to tell people that, hey, when fear knock on your door, this is what I said on that show, when fear knock on your door, tell them, I'm sorry, you got the wrong address. So.
That's right.
I'm sorry. You got the wrong address. Fear don't live here, because faith and fear can't dwell together. So, you know, it
That's
can't.
Right.
be a part of your norm, because what you're thinking, what you're saying, you're going to do. You know, so put all the powerful and positive things back into you so that you can see manifestation, so you can see the fruition of every dream and every goal to come forth.
That's right.
Would you agree?
That's right. Amen.
Did you have any?
I'm sorry, go ahead. That's amazing. That's powerful stuff.
I'm telling you, I tell you sometimes, all of the pieces that God gave me from On Fire to Inspire were pieces that he was waking me up in the midnight hour to give me. And, I mean, when I was sharing with people of all ages, they would be like, oh, my goodness, I have goosebumps. Or, oh, my goodness, I have chills. Wow. You know, and I'm like, well, it's not me, it's him, because I didn't write this kind of stuff. I just want children's books.
I get it. Amen.
Yes. So when you submit to his will and say, God, I'm going to do what you say do, because you said I've already been qualified. That's another thing I said on that show. I said, you're already qualified to be who he needs you to be. But guess what? You're already qualified to be who he's actually called you to be. Because right now you're just kind of being in a place of where you are, but he's already called you to where you are to become. And they're like, oh, my goodness, people. I was like, well, honey, that came from him, too, because that was something I had prepared that morning.
Speak life. That's awesome.
Yes. You have to. People don't understand the power of their words. If you say you'll never get, well, guess what? You just spoke it. You won't get it. But if you speak,
right.
I am success. I am the voice of triumph. When I look in the mirror, I see greatness. When you say stuff like that to yourself and you look in the mirror and say, I love you. Because, see, a lot of people can't look in the mirror and say they love themselves.
That's right. They have those self-condemning voices, and those voices come directly from the enemy. They don't come from God. And then it makes them afraid because they don't have confidence, you know. And I struggle with those voices. So when I say them, I really should say, you know, them and I. I don't know if you ever struggle with them, but I struggle with those voices, you know. We'll whip our heads if we don't take those thoughts captive. If we keep giving the enemy reign to speak into our lives, we'll never accomplish the purpose. Job to try to steal that seed of hope, that seed of confidence, that seed of Holy Ghost boldness out of us and make us weak and you know, and double minded, you know, and unsure, you know. So the moment that we're able to take those thoughts captive, and the moment we're able to confess and speak the truth of what God says about us to ourselves, look at ourselves right in the mirror and just declare that thing, you know, then the sooner we can have more power. So I'm so glad that you said that. Amen to that.
Amen. I tell you, it's exciting to be able to live a life that you're declaring. And, you know, that's another thing, you know, as you told them to be clear about their goals, they need to write it down. Write it down.
Yep.
Write some affirmations down. Go look at something. Write your favorite scripture down and look at it and say it to yourself each and every day. Jeremiah 29:11, he has prosperous plans for you, hope and a great future. Nothing negative. Everything about you is great, and that's what he wants, the greatness for you. And I tell you, I'm excited because people don't understand that their greater is already here. Their greater is already here. And you know, when you get those little thoughts that try to rise up and you know they don't line up with what God is saying to you or with his word, you say, I'm sorry, thought, you don't belong to me. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
So you just have to be able to be your own best cheerleader. You know, because every now and then your cheerleading squad ain't going to be available. So when your cheerleading squad isn't available, then you say, you know what, I'm sorry. Those thoughts don't belong to me. They don't. And you keep it moving. And if somebody say something to you that is contradictory to what God has said, you just, you know, I don't receive that. And you keep it moving. You do not receive any word of death over your life that don't line up with the word. If it don't line up with the word of God, it's death. If you're speaking anything other than the word of God, it's death. Speak life. Choose to speak life. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. Speak life. Choose to speak life, because being happy is a choice.
That's right.
Don't
That's
you agree?
Right. Absolutely.
It is
being
a
happy
choice.
Is a choice. And giving away your power like that is never going to get you to operate in the fullness of what God has called you to be by giving away your power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that even speaks to, you know, joking about certain things. You know, sometimes we joke and say, oh, you know, I'm not that good, or oh, you know, I just threw it together and stuff like that. God is not pleased with that. If God has given you the ability, you know, to put your clothes together well, then that's not necessarily my gift. It's other people's gift. But if someone says you look nice, you just say thank you. You know, you don't turn around and say, oh, you know, I just threw this together and, oh, it's not that big of a deal. I got it for $10 at Ross. No, you just say thank you. Because doing that is actually subconsciously telling you that you're not worthy of having on, you know, a nice dress or having, you know, a good sense of style. That's a gift to know how to put clothes together. It may say God has given to mankind. That's why we have great painters and great fashion designers, you know, and great photographers. He's given people the gift of being able to give us things aesthetically. That's a gift from God. So if you dress well, just say thank you. Don't try to downplay it. You know, if someone says, oh, you know, you look beautiful today. Oh, I just rolled out of bed, you know, threw my hair together. Don't say that.
You know, I never thought of that like that. But I know one of the things that I did think about, my pastor says all the time, she says, don't say, oh, that tickled me to death. She said, no, ain't nothing about you death. That tickled me to life. Everything about you is living. You're a living being. So, yes, we actually have someone that pressed one. So let's see what if they have a question or a comment.
Oh, sure.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with Aaliyah and Candace.
Hi, Aaliyah. Hi, Candace. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. My name is Kim. I listen to the show from time to time, but I don't call in often. And I just wanted to let you all know how much I'm enjoying the show. I've been taking notes. When you said we settle for what we can do instead of what we should do, that struck a nerve because that's me. Or that was me. I'm trying to get out of that. But I look forward to being able to purchase your book that you talked about. But I'm really, really enjoying the show. And Aaliyah, I already have your book of poetry. You had sent it to me. I told you that I read Pregnant with Purpose first, and then I read all of the other poems, and everything just fell into line. And so your show is always encouraging. You are always encouraging. Your guests are always encouraging. And so I'm really enjoying the show, and I just wanted to call and tell you all that.
Thank you so much, Kim. I truly appreciate that, and I know Candace is feeling the same way, because sometimes the encourager needs to know, you know, what the people are feeling. So we truly appreciate you tonight.
Well, I appreciate you.
You are so welcome. You're calling
all right,
from
thank
Tennessee,
you.
Right?
Nashville,
okay,
Tennessee.
Okay, great. Nashville, Tennessee in the house. All right, thank you so much again.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes,
thank you're
you.
Welcome. Bye-bye. So, you know, she made me think about something I meant to tell you. I tell people that my platform is God's platform. I'm just a mouthpiece. But what I say is my guest and I, we're Mary. And the listeners are Elizabeth. They're all Elizabeth. And so if they're walking in their gift, it's like pouring kerosene and gasoline on a fire that's already lit. It just get ablaze even higher. But then if they're not walking in their gift, they're like that pregnant woman with that baby just jumping and leaping, and the baby can't stay still. And so they start doing something because they can't sit still.
That's right.
So we're married. And she became Elizabeth, and she just made me think about that, because that's the analogy that I give people all the time. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you so much
again,
Kim, for taking the time to listen tonight and taking the time to press one and tell us that, because that just reminded me of what I share about the platform all the time. When God told me to do this, I was like, okay, don't know about that. You know, and I'm a transparent person, because if people can't see how human you are, they can't relate.
Yeah.
So if you can show your humanness, then they can relate, and they say, oh, wait a minute, you know. But when you say, okay, well, you know what, God, I asked you about my purpose, and when you told me what my purpose was, then I want to tell you what it wasn't. So,
that's
you
right.
know what, God, I'm going to stand back here, and I'm going to repent because I asked you and you told me. So I'm going to repent for telling you I wasn't, because you know who you
that's
created
right.
me to be.
That's right.
And
that's
then I'm
going
right. to walk in what you've called me to be and do.
Yes.
And so I
yes.
thank you tonight for joining me and, you know, speaking life into the lives of each and every person that's on the line, whether they are listening live, if they're listening on by internet, or if they get ready to listen to the recording. You know, I thank God for you tonight. Now, this is your final opportunity. Press 1 if you have a question or comment, and we can definitely get that over to you. Now, get you guys on the queue to ask a question. Kim, reach out to me. I have a special gift for you tonight for your obedience. Reach out to me on the chat and send me an email. Send me your email address. I want to get something to you. I'm telling you, people don't understand sowing and reaping. I sow all the time. I love sowing into people because you don't understand how your blessings come out of, you know, sowing. This is my ministry, you know, being able to empower others. And so I praise God. Do you have anything, because they're trying to be bashful. Kim was the only one standing up tonight. Did you have anything final to leave with the listeners? Something to just say, hey, don't forget this, or whatever God put on your heart to say at this time.
First of all, I just want to say thank you so much, Leah, for inviting me to be on this show. You have really blessed me tonight by sharing with me your journey and sharing, you know, everything that God has put inside of you. So I want to say thank you for that. You know, your testimony just infused some power into me. I mean, just contagious. It's contagious whenever you're doing what God has called you to do. And so
Amen.
I just want to share with the listeners that the transaction that Aaliyah just made whenever she poured into my life by sharing her testimony and her victories and even her failures is what all of us are called to do. There's no gift in the body of Christ that's stronger or better than any other. You know, the body of Christ mm-hmm. cannot operate to its full capacity if the toe is broken. It can't do everything it's called to do if there's a finger missing. So just because someone may be a mouthpiece and they be and they're at the head in some sort of way, it doesn't mean that to all the other parts of the body of Christ. Imagine if the heart wasn't there, the rest of it doesn't work. So I just want to encourage the listeners tonight, do the very thing that you're afraid to do. If God has called you to do something, and you know he's put it on the inside of you, but you just don't see how it can possibly happen, I just want to encourage you tonight to just take one small step. Even if it's just researching it, if you feel like God's telling you that your time is up at AT&T or your time is up, you know, wherever it is that you work, then it means that it's time for you to start preparing for the second half of your life. The second half of your life means something. It's the way that you're going to go before you transition to eternity. Why don't you leave some things here with the next generation that's coming behind you? Why don't you leave some things here to encourage your contemporaries, your peers, the people who are around you? Leave something. Don't just sit in mediocrity and complaining and upset about the life that you have. The truth of the matter is that at some point in our life, we chose the life that we have, but we don't have to keep living in it just because we chose it. It's time for us to move on to the place that God wants us to be. So if you do nothing else tonight, at least get in your prayer closet, go on the inside, connect with God, and say, Lord, I repent for not listening to you earlier. I feel like you've been tugging me and calling me to move in a certain direction, Father, and I've been resisting. Father, I just pray that you will touch my heart and that you'll give me vision so that I can see the place that you want me to go. Father, I believe that you're going to give me provision. You're going to give me the ability to see you take care of the things that need to be taken care of as I launch out into the deep calling me to. So I just pray that you'll put that into your prayer tonight. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you will be able to see what God's called you to. And then, beloved, I pray that you'll take one step, even if the step is picking up one of Aaliyah's books, if the step is picking up Ignite, whatever that step is, take a step of faith to show God that you trust him for what life shift.
Amen, amen. Well, I want to thank you again. Tell us how we can follow you on social media.
You can follow me on Facebook. I am Candace P. Cooper. So I have a page there. I would love for you to reach out to ask more questions. I will answer those questions in real time. So please feel free to find me on Facebook. It's Candace P. Cooper. Also on Instagram, you can find me at Candace, C-A-N-D-A-C-E, underscore, P as in Paul, underscore, Cooper on Instagram. And then I'm Candace P. Cooper on Twitter, and I'm Candace P. Cooper on YouTube. And I look forward to connecting to you. And all of you can reach out to me at my website, CandaceCooper.com. And if you want to order either the Midlife Shift, I've been talking with you all. That book will be available tonight.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you again so much for joining us tonight, and we appreciate you taking time out, and we look forward to speaking with you again, coming on and visiting us again.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you. This has been a powerful, powerful interview tonight, guys. How to make a midlife shift into the life you want as opposed to the life you see. So it's time to stop existing, as I tell you each and every week. It's time to stop just existing, and it's time to start living the life that God created you to live. He created greatness in you. All you got to do is tap in and let it out. It's time to live that life of greatness today. So it's like she said, if it means for you to just start doing some research, do something daily towards your goal. If that means you're going to research today, and some days you may just have a day where you're just doing what I call a brain dump. Take everything out of your head and put it on paper and then make sense of it later. But do something, and I promise you, you will see the difference in your life when you pass a little later. When you go back and look at everything that you wrote, when you start journaling this stuff, you're like, whoa, well, God, yeah, that happened and this happened. Because God brought some things back to my remembrance from 2014, and I was able to check off so many things. All you have to do is be obedient. All you have to do is just listen to his voice. Be still enough. Because I'm going to be honest, I wasn't still enough. But when I got that layoff, I said, okay, God, what is it you're telling me to do? Because I wouldn't walk out on faith. There's one piece I want you guys to listen to real quickly called Dare to Dream, and it's from On Fire to Inspire, the audiobook. But listen to this real quickly. It's a short piece, and the instrumentals are played by Third Heaven Sound. Listen to this.
Dare to dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream.
The name of that piece is called Dare to Dream. That's from the On Fire to Inspire audio CD. On Fire to Inspire, actually, the radio show stems from the book. The book is available in paperback, ebook, as well as audio CD. And this ministry, radio ministry, is here to bless your life and empower you to stop existing and living the life that God has called you to live. You can sow into my ministry by purchasing books. So, like I said, the book is available on Amazon, Kindle. Book of Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations is available on Amazon and Kindle. It's only $2.99 for the Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. And I'm telling you, it's time to live the life that God has for you. It's time to dare to dream. You used to dream when you were younger. Guess what? It's time to dream again because it's time to live. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what you've been through. We're not negating you haven't been through some things, but guess what? Rise up, stand up, and live, because living and life is on the inside of you. Rise up and live in the greatness that God has called you to. I am Miss On Fire to Inspire, Aaliyah Butler. And tune in each and every week here on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, and tell them it's time to live. Tell them to tune in with you. You can listen in by phone or internet. And the phone number is 929-477-2178. Or they can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire. I am available for speaking engagements. The email address is onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. I dare you to dream. I'll talk to you guys next week to On Fire to Inspire. I am on fire to inspire you to live the best life now. Have a blessed evening.